Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This is your No Merger Minute.
That's sick. Those are corrupt bastards, Chris.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How about news?
Shout the battle cry. You'll never stop me. I'm a warrior.
Stacy Washington joining us this morning. Stacy, how are you, my friend?
Oh, Mark, I'm just living in St. Louis County one more day.
I'm telling you what, the No Merger Minute open never gets old for me, even though Better Together was supposed to be a distant memory. Yesterday, we find out that the officials in Jennings are pretty furious, according to the Post, that they were never told about the corporate-led policing experiment that was taking place in their own city, driven by the Centene Corporation, with the blessing of Sam Page, who, oh, by the way, got $200,000 in contributions from the Centene Corporation.
Well, you know, the details are so important, aren't they?
Yes.
When you're thinking about whether or not you want someone to be your county executive, whether or not they'll allow themselves to have their power limited and kind of controlled by the people, or whether they say, you know, I'm a doctor and I'm actually smarter than you and I got this thing, thanks, I'm going to veto any extra control you want. I don't want to share control with the council. I don't want to tell you the truth about whether or not I support Better Together. I watched the forum that was the week before last with Paul Berry, and it was like a local forum from a group in North County. It was live streamed to Facebook. And I watched as Sam Page said he did not support Better Together. So what's up with that?
Yeah, you can't really listen to everything that he says, because this is the man who, when he was on council, what seemed to be the number one critic of the fact that Steve Stenger didn't attend council meetings and didn't seem to really care what the council wanted because he took too much authority on himself. And now Sam Page is the county executive, and he doesn't attend council meetings, and he wants all the power for himself. It's kind of weird.
It's kind of like the same thing he complained about Stenger doing. Now he's doing it, only on steroids, because at least back when Stenger was in charge, he didn't tell you you couldn't go to church, or you couldn't open your business, or he didn't basically drive you to shop in another county so you could breathe. I mean, it's kind of. And I also watched him talk about, and during the veto of the oversight bills, that this was about not wearing masks. Now, I am one of those people that when you see me out in public, in the stores and everything, I have the mask on because that's what's mandated, and I'm a law-abiding citizen. But I'm not enjoying it. I certainly don't want to have to wear a mask everywhere we go for a disease or illness that 99% of the people who catch it are recovering from.
Right.
And I remember him saying into the podium more than one time that we were flattening the curve, 15 days to flatten the curve. We're 8 months in. The curve is not just flat. The doctors now know that children are not susceptible to this. They're not carriers like they are with the common cold. And all of us are going to survive, except people who have very, very specific comorbidities or are very, very elderly with comorbidities. So we can protect those people without keeping our businesses shut down. And the worst of it to me, I know I've said this before, but I want to make sure people who've never heard me before, they're listening to us for the first time, understand that it is unconstitutional to tell people they can't go to church. We are not going to catch COVID-19 in higher numbers because we are in church. And even if we do, remember, it is survivable. We now have every ventilator we need, which actually that's not the primary treatment method. We have all of the PPE. We have the methodologies. We have the treatments. We now have even experimental things that are coming down the pipe. We have a president who suffered from COVID-19 and then made the treatment that he received available to everyone else in America, not an elitist like everyone says. Sam Page is just drunk on power. And I think, you know, we're just a few days away, Mark. I know everyone's so fatigued from this election. Me too. But this is an opportunity to clean up St. Louis County government again. And nobody should be exhausted by that, because we never get exhausted when we realize we need to vacuum again.
Yes.
You just vacuum once a week and you get it done. You don't say, oh, my gosh, I have to blow the leaves off and, you know, get them into the gully or the side lot or put them in the bags or wherever you put your leaves. You just do it until leaf season is over. We don't complain about cleaning things in the kitchen or anywhere else. And if we have to clean St. Louis County government every year and a half to 2 years, then doggone it, that's what we're going to do. And I just hope people are out there thinking this through and really looking at Paul Berry and what he said, not what the Post-Dispatch has said about him, what he has said himself and the effort he's making to try to get out there and speak to voters and talk about the things that matter to you.
Time to turn the page. People are going to have that opportunity in a little over 4 days. And, you know, mm-hmm. speaking of which, here's my favorite soundbite from the president this week.
I'm working my ass off here.
Yeah, it's the truth, man. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He was in three states the day before yesterday, two states yesterday, two more states today, Florida, I think, and then North Carolina. It's an amazing to watch what he's doing in this final stretch. And, Stacey, I believe it's going to pay off.
It is. I'm in Wisconsin this weekend with Women for Trump, and I got to say, there's two things that really get me going and excited about doing whatever I can to get President Trump reelected, and that is, first of all, the dance he does at the end of the rallies where he just basically moves his fist around. And I saw someone who wrote an op-ed and mentioned that he can't dance and he should stop, and I think he should continue to dance. It doesn't matter whether he looks like he's on Dancing for the Stars or if he's making up his own thing. The fact that he has that exuberance and that energy and the smiling and the laughing and the positive attitude, we need that bottled and so we can spritz it on ourselves every day, because everyone else is so negative. And I can tell you, Mark, I'm not going into a dark winter. The only way I'm going into a dark winter is if I'm kidnapped and shoved in there. My winters are never dark. Yeah, it gets dark earlier, but I'm not having a dark winter like Joe Biden said. That's doom and gloom, and that's not how I live my life. And the other thing that makes me so excited is I've heard he wants 5 rallies a day. That's what Laura Trump said. He wants 5 rallies a day. They're trying to make that work, but they're not, logistically, that is just so tough to do. But that's what he wants. So his energy is for the American people. He's not a perfect guy. I don't worship President Trump. I'm just so much more excited about him and his ideas and his plans for America than I am about what Joe Biden has said he wants to do with raising our taxes, making the Green New Deal law, making abortion the law of the land, packing the courts, and changing our foreign policy so it benefits other countries instead of us.
Yep.
There's no comparison. And I know people, you maybe don't want to see a parallel between what's going on nationally and what's going on here. We have a lot of corruption here in St. Louis County. And it really bothers me, because we have such great people here, great neighbors, great schools, great churches, great neighborhoods, great people. I want to see us be the Midwestern town that we've always been. Whether we have 3 million people or 1 million people, we still have the best people. I've lived all over the world. I've traveled all over the country. I've traveled all over the world. This is a great place to live, and we need to preserve it. And so let's turn the page. And then also, you know, guys, you got to vote for the winner, vote for President Trump. He's going to be the one to keep the prosperity going, and he's going to manage COVID well, as he has done. And as for all the rest of it, the personality stuff, don't worry. If you don't like him and you don't want to hang out with him, I'll do that for you. I'll bite the bullet.
We're all jealous. Stacey, listen, keep up the great work and have fun in Wisconsin this weekend.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I'll talk to you next week.
You bet. StacyOnTheRight.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.